I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week. Every fucking week.
No reason. Okay, so there's only three new text messages. We didn't mark them off. So this text message came in this evening. Oh, no Adam tonight. I sure hope Fart Pants makes it, but you usually don't play the voice letters or messages when you have a guest co-host, or am I making things up? Well, let me just say hello, Farty Pants, in case to do read, in case to do read messages
tonight. In case you do read messages tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you speak bacon. Yeah. She texted Big Fatty during our conversation, and it was, yeah, you, she has her own language. And no, Kathy Bacon. In fact, Adam isn't being replaced tonight. Fatty, it was just on helping me plan the trip because I knew that Adam was going to be late. And so we didn't have enough time to plan that and tell you guys last week that we wouldn't be on until later. So I figured, oh, I'll just have Fatty on and we'll talk.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I sure hope Fart Pants makes it. Well, let me just say hello, Farty Pants. And
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4656. The FO for Monday, the 15th of December, 2025. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Plus, we got to catch up on the advent calendar. Yes, Big Fatty. Is Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your candelias, because y'all, yesterday, or at today as I am recording this, y'all, it's the first day of Chanukah. And y'all, you can either spell it with a sound or the ch sound. So I don't know which is right. But anyway, happy Chanukah to each of you. Yes, Big Fatty, let's just go out and do. Let me get it right. You light a candle and you get a crema present. Is that it? It's very similar to that. Yes, Big Fatty. Have got three Advent mock and calendar envelopes to open from the Wicked official Advent calendar. Y'all, the 13th, that was Saturday. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, Big Fatty, I bet this will be a lucky one. Yeah, lucky 13. Let's see. Don't see it. Don't see it. Well, oh, there it is right there. Yes, Big Fatty, there it is. And let's just open this one up. Y'all, this one's kind of thick. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, it's another magnet, and y'all, it's got the shoes on it, and it says she's so good. So there's the she's so good. Then all right, the 14th. Where's the 14th now? Let's see. That would have been Sunday. Here it is down here in the lower left-hand corner on the left-hand side. And it says, her goodness will protect you. Y'all, I can't get it open. Well, there we go. Now let's see if I can get whatever's in there out. Big Fatty. Oh, look a via. Y'all. Oh, this is, yes. Y'all, it's a, well, what is that? It looks like a bookmark or something. Y'all, but it is Fiero. And yes, Big Fatty in his uniform. It's true, but it's metal on both sides, but it's split at the bottom and connected at the top, so you could use it like a bookmark. Yes, Big Fatty, I love that one. And then today, the 15th, it says Elphaba and Galinda. And let's just see what we got in here now and pull that out. Big Fatty, that didn't want to come out. Yes, Big Fatty. There we go. And y'all, this is, what is it? Oh, y'all, it's a 3D thing of Elphaba breaking up the yellow brick road. Yes, Big Fatty, those are all lovely. It's true. Y'all, by the way, did you go over on Forate and see all the advent calendar gift ads last week? Y'all, I'll be showing all of this week's with on the for right. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, once again, I need to apologize to the Turnip Head and Travis over there in the Hatlanta and to Stacy and Ron up there in the North Kakalaki. Yo, it was Stacy and Ron's anniversarium on Saturday. The Turnip Head and Travis's exiting of the birth canal on Saturday as well. And y'all, the time got away from me, and it was a passing thought right there at the end of the little show. Big Fatty, we've become accustomed to you forgetting things as much as old Crooked Hat does. Well, that's probably good. Y'all, speaking of forgetting things, y'all, I wanted to get you an updated count on how many houses in Fat Acres had crema decorations up. And so y'all, as I normally do, I walked out of the villa Thursday. When I went out for my walk on Thursday, I walked out and I said, oh, I've forgotten my tally counter that Joe in Dallas sent me. And so, y'all, I turned around and came right back and got my counter. And y'all, at the top of it, you push a little button up there and you turn it on and then push it again and it resets the number to zero. And y'all, it was chilly, so I had the counter in my pocket and I'm walking around and I'm just punching the button. I didn't even look at it because I was just getting them all. Y'all, when I got to the end of my morning nipple walk on Thursday, y'all, the whole time I had been punching the reset button. And so the count was zero. And every time I saw a house, I would reset it. And y'all, I am happy to say that Sunday morning, I once again left the villa without my counter and came back and y'all reset it to zero. And y'all, then I put my finger on the correct button. And y'all, we are up to 251 houses with crema decorations. Now, y'all, there may be more than that, but that's all I can see as I pass by. And so, but y'all, that's pretty good. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, Thursday, Thursday evening, my former coal miner, neighbor, stopped by. He came with a bottle of wine. He asked me if I would like some, and I said, no. But y'all, he came by earlier than normal. Yes, Big Fatty, he knows that you need to get your beauty sleep. It's true. And I don't know. He stayed about till, I guess he got here right around 6:30 to 7, somewhere in there. And he stayed till about 9 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, it was just a nice little visit. We hadn't seen each other since we had gone to the mystery play down at the theater where Big Fatty lost his wallet. Remember that back in October? And so we had lots to catch up on, and it's just a nice thing. Y'all, he's going, his barber, this lady who is his barber, she was going to go to New York City, with her gentleman caller, and evidently the tide turned, and he's not going anymore. So his barber asked him if he would like to go. He says yes. All he had to do was buy his plane ticket. And they were going to share the hotel room. And y'all, they're flying up on Crema Eve and coming back. Well, she's coming back on Boxing Day evening. He's staying over until Saturday evening because, he wants to do some vulgar things while he's up there. Yes, Big Betty. But they're going to go see a play, and they're going to an Italian restaurant, and they're going to go to Madison Square, not Madison Square Gardens, what's that skating rink, Rockefeller Center, and just do touristy things. Gonna go through and look at the decorated windows at Macy's and Gimbel's and all those good things. May even go by and see if they can find a miracle on 34th Street or something. Yes, Big Betty, I hear there's many of those. Anyway, y'all slept like a baby all weekend, y'all. Y'all, I've gotten very high scores all weekend long. Got up on Friday, y'all, and I took out my roast beast that I was preparing as if it were what are those called? The prime rib. Used Dr. Stone's cooking times, but that Peter G's seasoning. And y'all, it was lovely. We had that and scallop potatoes. And what else did we have with that? And there was something else. What was it? Oh, fried Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, tootin' palooza. And and then for dessert, y'all, we had a childhood treat, the Hatterina. At Crema time, she would make a box of lime jello, and she'd make a box of cherry jello, and then she'd whip up a carton of whipping cream, and then chop the jello up and fold that into the whipped cream. Y'all, it's just as simple as it can be, but it's one of those things that that it's festive looking. It's just simple. Yes, Big Fatty, just like what Granny used to at the home. It's true. And so we had that and some of the little cakes that my sister-in-law had made. It's the 7-Up cake. Y'all, by the way, y'all, I got a testimonium from the old gal, you know, out there in Walnut Hills. They, you know, this time of year, they decorate all up and they switch over to the reindeer sprinklers, urine sprinklers, instead of just the regular deer sprinklers. Big Fatty. And she wanted my recipe for shishameat rice. And so, y'all, I gave it to her. And then, y'all, on Saturday, I had a hankering for shishameat rice. So I fixed me some shishameat rice on Saturday. y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, it was lovely here all weekend long. Now, y'all, as I record this on Sunday afternoon, y'all, the temperatures are beginning to plummet. Plummet, I tell you. Y'all, we are expecting to go down to 22, I say, 2 degrees on Sunday night and 27 on Monday night. Yes, McFetty, the Laughing Buddha thinks that's shorts and t-shirt weather. Y'all, there are a lot of you out there. That Veritable Virgo posted a picture. He posted a picture of all the snow. And y'all, that Steve the Tater, you know, he's over there in the penis Slivania. And y'all, he's moved there from the California, eh? And y'all, he put a picture up that he's gotten 5 inches. Big fatty, well, that's not bad. But no, snow. Oh. Well, he's going to get a lot more than that. Yes, he probably will. And anyway, so y'all got up on Sunday morning, had my breakfast, did my puzzles. No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. Had my coffee, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back, got my shirt, and y'all got all gussied up, and we were off. We were off to see the Best of Broadway production of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Crema, the musical. And y'all, you know, it's basically a children's show. So it's, but how you turn that cartoon into a stage performance is amazing to me. But y'all, they did a nice job. Y'all, the guy that played the Grinch was fabulous. But y'all, here's the funny thing. Prior to the show starting, the Nip, of course, he went on the Grin Doctor. And there was one person that was 0 feet away that was on the Grin Doctor. And y'all, it was the guy that played the Grinch. And there was no doubt that he was the Grinch. And but I'm going to tell you something. Even if we did not know that from the Grin Doctor, y'all, there was no doubt. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that played it to the nines, as they say. And y'all, it was just a fun show. And the if it comes to your city, you know, just go and be entertained with the whimsy of it all. Yes, Big Fatty, the whimsy of it all. It's true. And so now, y'all, we're here at the Villa. We're just me.
And me.
At the Villa, and Granny and Durwood and the Nip and I, we're going to supper in just a little while. And y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely week. Y'all, 10 days until the fat man comes. Big Fatty, where are you going? Santa Claus, Big Fatty, here comes Crema Eve. All right, 9 days till the fat man comes. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's that time of year, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, gotta drip the pipes. Big Fatty, at your age, don't they just self-drip? Well, different pipes. Oh, never mind. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and Daniel Bieber, at this time of year, is there anything that comes to mind?
I sure hope Fart Pants makes it. Well, let me just say hello, Farty Pants.
Well, hello to you too, Daniel Bieber. It's so nice that you were warning me to make it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.